WHO calls hypertension a silent killer and a global health crisis. The agency says although 1 in 3 adults over age 25 has high blood pressure, many are not aware of it. Oleg Chesnov is WHO's Assistant Director General.
For myself, it's very important to deliver this message to the grassroots level. This is very important that our population, which is already more than 7 billion, that at least be aware what is a risk for them and try to build your future themselves.
High blood pressure, which strains the heart, is most prevalent in Africa, affecting more than 40% of adults, according to the UN agency. It is one of the most important contributors to heart disease and stroke, which together make up the world's leading cause of premature death and disability. But by getting their blood pressure checked, people can take steps to keep their hypertension under control, thus reducing the risk of developing other health complications. Dr. Shanthi Mendes, coordinator in WHO's Department of Chronic Diseases and Health Promotion, explains how.
People must make an effort, particularly after the age of 40, to go and get their blood pressure measured. Because with age, the blood pressure tends to go up gradually. By making sure that your behavior in relation to certain risk factors are the correct ones, particularly taking less salt in the diet, eating more fruits and vegetables that contain antioxidants and potassium, reducing harmful use of alcohol, taking adequate physical activity to maintain your weight, and also making sure that you don't eat too much, that you put on weight. All these factors contribute to preventing high blood pressure.
The World Health Organization is calling on governments to strengthen health systems and make sure their citizens are empowered about this medical condition. Once again, Oleg Chesnov.
I think this is an extremely important message for all of us through the positive way, because in case if you care about your health, you are investing in your future, you prolong your life.
WHO is developing an action plan which will also address hypertension and cardiac disease in efforts to reduce incidence by 25% by the year 2025. Deanne Penn, United Nations.